This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Folks, gotta hit this because I've been warning about this for years, since the summer of love. Antifa, over the weekend, they're the Democrats' street troops. Antifa attempted to murder federal agents again. Keep your eye on this. This is going to explode. Antifa rioters surrounded the ICE building to prepare for another violent attack over the weekend. Antifa sought to burn the building down on the 4th of July holiday as part of their insurrection against the U.S. government. So great reporting on that from Andy Ngo, who was actually there, photographed and videoed it, so you could see it for yourself. There's a reason the mainstream media is not covering this. Again, this is from Portland. It's the same exact tactic we saw the left-wing goons use during the summer of love. Here's what they do. They surround the building, and they use some kind of barricade. When they were doing it during the summer of love, they were taking plywood and nailing it over the doors. And I mean like heavy industrial grade, not the thin kind that, you know, you make a dartboard out of. And they were nailing it over the doors. And then what they would do is throw a Molotov cocktail through the window in order to try to burn the building down but block the exits. As I reported, been a few weeks, I think like 3 weeks now, at the height of the protests in L.A., after Trump managed to stop those with the National Guard in hand-to-hand combat, they moved them to Portland and Seattle. And they've got a new way of doing this. You know those industrial scale, like those big, like steel or metal, I don't know what kind of metal they are, but big metal trash cans that like you'll find at commercial sites. They're on wheels. And they're here. We have two here in our parking lot. They'll roll those across the entrance and then shove them in to block the door. And then set fire to the building. They're trying to murder federal agents, folks. And with the hiring of 10,000, this is really good news, 10,000 federal agents in the big, in the BBB, the big, beautiful bill, 10,000 new ICE agents, that's an army. They're going to need to get a kill. I mean, I hate to put it that way, but they are. To try to dissuade people from joining. This is pure hand-to-hand combat to keep the illegals. Which aren't just illegals. I mean, it's the shadow. It is the shadow American voter block that they have imported. And they will fight to the death for it. They will. Watch. They tried this weekend. So Andy Ngo, and you could see the whole, just all of this in the video of it unfolding on my X feed as I was tweeting this all weekend. And I wrote, this is attempted murder by the Democrat Party street thugs. It is. It is the same exact tactic we saw by the same people, Antifa, in Portland in the summer of love. We have got to trace the funding quickly. I know the Trump administration's already doing this. They had a joint announcement between the DOJ and the IRS. They need to trace the funding back to the source quickly and arrest them all, because you're going to, you know, it's going to go right back to Democrat Party. So they smoke bombed them, they rubber bulleted them. Then the update from Andy Ngo, shocking scenes outside the ICE facility. This is again in Portland. As officers protecting the building used tear gas after Antifa rioters tried setting the occupied building on fire again. And so that's what they do. You see, they form the human chain around it. They have their barrier blockers, and then they set the building on fire, attempting to kill everyone inside of it. This is what was happening in LA when, with the help of Democrat Mayor Karen Bass, they attempted to commit murder at the ICE facility there. It's all very coordinated. Remember what happened? I'm going to put it all together for you. Remember what happened? They surrounded the ICE facility, Democrat loon street thugs, and they wouldn't allow the ICE agents to leave. They were using their typical, you know, barriers on the doors. So what happens? The ICE agents, federal employees, they call 911, right? Because they're sitting on a city street. So that's who's got jurisdiction. They call 911. Please send someone to help. And what do we find out in the UK Daily Mail? Days later, Karen Bass, the mayor of LA, personally went down to the center of operations, the LAPD operations center, to make sure no police responded for 2 hours. See, this is the story they won't tell you nationally. Why? So the street thugs could set the building on fire and kill them. They've been doing this since the summer of love. Folks, you want to know how bad it got? You want to hear it? I saved this because I knew I'd have to play it again. This is then, Portland is a new mayor now, but this is then liberal lunatic mayor Ted Wheeler. They have another liberal lunatic mayor, but this is just a different lunatic mayor. Back during the summer of love, Portland mayor Ted Wheeler admitting they are blocking the exits of these federal buildings. They are trying to kill everyone inside and telling them stop it. Now, he was a huge fan of Antifa. He egged them on, told them to keep protesting. But when they did this particular instance of attempted murder, he was like, no, we can't do this. Take a listen from the summer of love.
When you commit arson with an accelerant in an attempt to burn down a building that is occupied by people that you have intentionally trapped inside, you are not demonstrating. You are attempting to commit murder. This is not the first time that people have tried to set fire to a city building with people intentionally trapped inside. Unfortunately, it's not even the second time. And by the way, this building is in a residential neighborhood attached directly to neighborhood homes. This can't be okay.
He had to tell him to stop committing murder. Same place, Portland. Same exact tactics over the weekend, except this time the mayor was cool with it. So you understand why Trump had to send the National Guard, take control of them and send them into LA to keep them from mass murdering federal agents inside the buildings. So they just moved the operation to Portland, where it honestly has been going for a long time. And I wanted you to hear that so that this sounds crazy, but it's what they're doing. And folks, they're eventually going to pull this off. They're going to hurt or kill people in those buildings. It's going to be a big national news story. And I wanted to tell you it's coming. And I wanted to tell you how easy it would be to stop this. You know what stops this? Two things. Number one, Democrats stop funding it. You know they are. And number two, condemn it. Call it off. Disassociate yourself. Say, hey, do what the Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler did back during the summer of love. No, it's not okay to try to kill people. We don't support you when you try to kill people. Stop it. But they're not, are they? They're not. Texter writes, it would end with arrests and real bullets. Yes, but it's going to end in tragedy. It is only a matter of time. Texter writes, hey, Tara, Karen Bass belongs in Gitmo. Yes, she does. Now, the texter writes about Epstein, no clients, no blackmail. He beat the trafficking rap once before, sex trafficking. So why would he kill himself? Ask Bongino. Ask Patel. They were really convinced that he had not killed himself and that he was human trafficking to rich, connected pedophiles when they weren't the heads of the FBI. Texter writes, Tira, my question is, where are they getting the money to buy $100 a sheet plywood? Oh, I got a few ideas. And you know what? Again, the DOJ, IRS have announced they are digging into this. They got to get it fast because I'm telling you, these people, these street thugs, they're going to kill ICE agents. And I genuinely worry that that might prevent people from joining or signing up. You know, the 10,000 Trump's trying to hire. Because, you know, you picture this. If you're a dad and you've got kids, that's your first responsibility. We really need you to join ICE and help the fight. But you're picturing, you know, your wife and children being blocked in by Antifa street thugs while you're at work and they burn your house down. That's coming too if they get away with burning the federal facilities. They're already showing up at these ICE agents' homes. They're already going after their children on social media. They're doxing the kids. Texter writes, I believe it's a lot of theories on the Epstein files. Like, I'm just going to read some of the stuff. Doesn't mean I agree. I'm just going to read it. I think it's interesting what people think. Texter writes, Tara, I believe the Trump administration needs the business community as well as foreign nations and investors, and that's tied his hands on the Epstein files. I don't know. Another texter writes, who in Trump's administration is on the John list? Another texter writes, great show, Tara. There is someone on that list who holds a very high station. At the very least, there is evidence that would make it look like that person was an Epstein patron. Real evidence or manufactured. These days, it's almost impossible to discern between the two. We are in dangerous times. Look, folks, if we can't get the Epstein list, they're not in charge of the FBI. They're not serious. It's one of the two. They're either corrupt and not serious, or, and if you look at the way that the Axios article was worded, what did they say? They said they can't find the evidence inside the FBI. Let me read it the way exactly that it's written. President Trump's Justice Department and FBI have concluded they have no evidence that convicted sex offender and disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein blackmailed powerful figures, kept a client list, or was murdered. They have no evidence. They've also, of course, if you're just tuning in, released a video in both raw and enhanced versions that says there's no indications that anyone entered the area of the Manhattan prison where Epstein was held the night he died. Have no evidence. Why? Well, if you're not fully in charge of an agency, would you have evidence? I mean, folks, here's the thing. You know what would fit this situation? And Bongino and Patel are not compromised. They just deleted it all. I mean, before they got there, they deleted it all. They hid it all. They made it go away. They didn't keep it around. And now they can't find it. So they don't have it. So what they're telling you is, we don't have it. I mean, I think that's the simplest explanation. But the one I don't believe, John's, what John's? There were no John's. No, it was all just Epstein. Diddling children. I don't believe it. Nobody else does online either. It's trending and it's brutal what they're saying about Patel and Bongino. Our side, it is absolutely brutal.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mainstream media doing what they always do. Lie as fast and furiously and early as you can about a tragedy. In this case, unfortunately, the flooding in Texas. Knowing full well, most people are very casual observers of the media, very casual observers of news, won't catch when you go back and it's corrected later. They'll be left with the impression that over 80 people died in the Texas flooding because the Trump administration made some cuts or something. But did that actually happen? Yeah, there were all kind of cuts, and then the National Weather Service didn't warn anyone, and that didn't happen. No, not even close. In fact, Dana Lash, who used to be on this station and who lives in Texas, tweeted, "Let me clue you in. Multiple advance warnings, 12 plus hours in advance. Flash flood warning, 3 plus hours in advance. The river surged by 26 feet in barely 45 minutes. Even more, the NOAA, N-O-A-A, National Organization of Atmosphere, proposed cuts not effective until October 1st, 2025. In other words, they haven't even made yet. So what's actually going on here? What's going on? Even Wired writes, which is a generally left-leaning publication, some local and state officials have said that insufficient forecasts from National Weather Service caught the region off guard. That claim has been amplified by pundits across social media who say the cuts to the National Weather Service and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, its parent organization, inevitably led to the failure in Texas. But meteorologists who spoke to Wired say that the National Weather Service accurately predicted the risk of flooding in Texas and could not have foreseen the extreme severity of the storm. What's more, they say that and the National Weather Service did forecast this week underscores the need to sustain funding for the crucial agency. Okay, whatever the case with that, let me explain kind of sort of what I see is going on here, because it's kind of obvious. Yes, they pre-warned about the flood. Yes, as the Associated Press reported and the left ignored it. Yes, they way upstaffed for this event. This weather event. In other words, they added extra staff, held staff over. They had plenty of staffing. Staffing, not the problem. Cuts didn't cause any problems whatsoever. But here's the problem. And we experienced this here in the last week. Do you get those severe weather alerts on your phone? I really appreciate them when I get them. They'll come in on the phone. It'll usually be for the next hour or several hours, sometimes as little as like 45 minutes, severe weather, and they'll tell you, 70-mile-an-hour winds, really dangerous, heavy, potential for flooding, blah, 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 right? And you get that on your phone. In the little bit more than the last week, I saw something happen with that I've never seen before. Got a severe warning, 70-mile-an-hour winds, potential hurricanes, severe, heavy driving rain could potentially cause floods. Okay. It never rained. I've never seen that before. It didn't even rain. It was overcast. Sure. Looked like it was going to rain, maybe, but then never did. That's how off they were. 70-mile-an-hour winds? No. I went to the gym. My daughter, it was no big deal. A little bit of wind, but wasn't much. Nothing too noteworthy. They blew it bigly. It keeps happening. The weather forecasts are wrong. And what by wrong, and I have to clarify this, okay? They're wrong in that, yes, 3 days out, 4 days out, weather forecasting is historically not that great, right? But I'm telling you, they used to be able to get it right day of. They would. It's going to rain this afternoon. They can't even do that anymore. Severe thunderstorm warning. Oh, wait, it's not even raining. Why? Their models are whack. And the reason their models are off, and Tony Gale just texted me because we've had him on the show so many times, and he nailed this, by the way. He said, we've been talking about this for 2 years, this is going to start happening. People are going to start dying because the weather forecasts are so wrong. He nailed it. Got it absolutely right. He writes, Tira, the sun is in a grand solar minima cycle. It lasts 20 to 30 years of colder weather. We entered it about 3 years ago. We are basically entering a mini ice age. We're already in it. That sounds strange this week because it's going to be in the 90s and we will still have hot, you know, hot pops in the summer. It's not going to go away. But what do we have? We have record fast ice thickening in the South Pole and the North Pole. Not only is the ice thickening, which we were told was never going to happen because global warming, right? It's thickening at a record rate never before recorded. Why? We are in a mini ice age. Why? Because solar activity is what drives this. And their models aren't working anymore because solar activity dramatically changes, yet they cling to their old models. Why? Because if they were to abandon them and admit they're wrong because of solar activity, they'd have to admit man-made global warming, man-made carbon-based activity has absolutely nothing to do with the weather, has nothing to do with the temperature, doesn't have any effect of any kind. It's the sun. And until they adjust their weather models, they're going to get it wrong and people are going to die. And it goes both ways. When you look at the forecast here, and this is what nobody else is pointing out, I'm going to be probably the only one to do it, but that's okay. So I'm going to be right. I'm going to be first and I'm going to be right. In fact, Tony Dale has been so shockingly right that when this happened, so many of you messaged me on social media and you're like, oh my gosh, Tony Dale forecasted all of this. Yeah, he's a former meteorologist from here in the upstate. You might have seen him on TV over the years. And he says, listen, it is very simple. Solar activity is what causes the weather. And when it dramatically changes, guess what? The weather forecast models are going to be wrong. This is why our weather forecasts are so useless. Now, look what happened in Texas. Did they warn about flooding 12 hours out? Yes, they did. Did they put a flash flood warning out 3 hours out before? Yes, they did. What did they get wrong? This has nothing to do with staffing, nothing to do with Trump, nothing to do with cuts. What did they get wrong? Somebody please notice, they forecast 7 inches of rain. It's a lot, but it's nothing like the catastrophe we saw. How'd they get it wrong? Their models are wrong. And more people are going to die because of it. And I'm sure the media will try to tell the lie of Trump, Doge, cuts, blah, blah, blah. That's not it. They can't change them because they would have to admit there is no global warming. They would have to admit it's getting cooler. They would have to, and overall, on average, that doesn't mean we're not going to still have some 90-degree days. We will. That's why these people died. I'm telling you, Tony and I have been talking about this for going on 2 years now. It is going down exactly as he said, and it will happen again and again and again and again. So they changed those weather models. And as for you and me, good luck. Used to be, you know, if you were having a birthday party Saturday afternoon in the yard, you could check at least Saturday morning and know what was going on. Good luck. Good luck. And you know what they're going to do in this right here in this market? They're going to miss severe weather. People are going to drown. And in other circumstances, they're going to put out severe weather warnings and look like fools when it doesn't even rain. They're going to look like fools. You know,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'd love to hear from anybody who believes Epstein wasn't trafficking girls for sex with or to anybody but himself. Is there anybody out there that believes that? After all of this? I don't. I mean, I don't. I want to jump on something else. I'm getting a lot of folks who are emailing me, are texting me about, this is geoengineering in Texas. This is caused by government cloud seeding with chemicals, which, by the way, they can do. And the British government actually announced, gosh, what's it been, a month, 6 weeks now, that they're going to begin to do it, not for rain purposes, but to fight global warming, control the climate, control the temperature. And they've announced they're going to start doing this with flights, which I think is an absolute potential disaster waiting to happen. So a lot of people texting me, address this, or, you know, was this caused by, look, no, there's no evidence of that. We don't know. But here is what we do know. Harvesting the skies is what they call it. Rain enhancement operations in Texas are well documented. And there's actually five outlets in Texas that do it. You can Google them. It's absolutely fascinating. Let me give an example of what I'm talking about. West Texas Weather Modification Association is a real thing. They have an actual website. You can click on it. It's West, if you want to look it up, it's HTTPS, okay, you know, typical website. West, W-E-S-T, T-X, WXMod.com. West Texas Weather Modification Association. They've got a webpage and everything. They're pilots and they modify the weather. About us, let's go to that page because this is interesting. The West Texas Weather Modification Association serves as a convective rain enhancement project for six counties of West Texas and the city of San Angelo. Started in 1995, the WTWMA is the longest active weather modification project in the state. Evaluations have shown that the efforts of WTWMA boost rainfall by an additional 15% a year, or an additional 2 inches of precipitation. The WTWMA is licensed and permitted by the Texas Department of Licensing and Regulation, and they show the counties they work in. They rain seed the clouds. So is this a real thing? Yes, it is. In fact, what's really interesting is they have these weather modification centers for the various parts of Texas. I'm clicking on the second one here. This is the South Texas Weather Modification Association. You can find it online, southtexasweathermodification.com. Now, do I know that there was cloud seeding and that caused this flooding? I have no proof of that whatsoever. And people are asking me to address it, so I'm just addressing it. Is it possible that cloud seeding might have made rain worse? It's possible. They do it. Let's see what the South Texas Weather Modification Association has to say. It was started in 1996, and it handles a different quadrant of Texas. They've got a very, very detailed history of what they do. There's about 10 counties that they serve. And what they do is battle drought. And they, you know, talk about, here's, for instance, the 2022 season started out in a La Nina, and the entire target area was in drought, ranging from a category D2, which is severe drought, to a category D4, exceptional drought. And they talk about how, you know, their activities have helped to increase rainfall to fight the drought. Here's another one. This is just their report from what they did in 2017, one of their most active years. Pilot was launched, attempted to, investigate. Anyway, talk about November and September. The yearly results were excellent, with 260 seeded storms. Precipitation increased by 10.3% above the yearly average, and 855,000 acre feet of additional water added to the operational area. So they can seed the clouds. They can increase the water. They can cause additional rain, and they do. And that's really well documented. In fact, Florida just banned geoengineering. It's a felony. And if you go up in a plane and you do it, no matter who you're doing it for, you can be charged criminally. Ron DeSantis just signed that into law, so it is now law in Florida. But for instance, 2021, they talk about how they took over for a certain counties in Texas: Atascosa, Bandera, Bexar, Frio, Karnes, McMullen, Uvalde, Medina, Wilson, and they take credit for 2021 having above average rainfall across most of South Texas, including the operational area. So they do this. They work with the National Weather Service, and they do. They fly into these storms. They seed clouds. They cause more rain. Now, a lot of people speculating, oh, that's what causes it. Nobody knows. And floods have been with us here on Earth for millennia. So that's exactly what's going on. Let me jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes here, let's talk about the amnesty bill Trump talked about. You know what's so funny? This division in this audience. I talked about it earlier. It would be an amnesty bill, even if he's just giving them work permits, which, you know, he said they'll get special permits. If you're in special industries that he likes, you get to stay and work. Yeah, it's outrageous. And if they try to do this with a bill, we're going to fight it with everything we have. And I had some of you really mad at me. Don't ever criticize Trump. Whatever he does is right. No, when Trump does exactly what Biden and Obama did, I'm going to hit him as hard as I would have hit Biden this morning if he was still the president. I'm going to hit him as hard as I would have Obama. And you and I both know we would lose it if Obama or Biden proposed what Trump did this weekend. We would.
And we're working on legislation right now. Susie, right? We're working on legislation right now where farmers, look, they know better. They work with them for years. You had cases that where people have worked for a farm on a farm for 14, 15 years, and they get thrown out pretty viciously. And we can't do it. We got to work with the farmers and people that have hotels and leisure properties too. We're going to work with them, and we're going to work very strong and smart. And we're going to put you in charge. We're going to make you responsible. And I think that that's going to make a lot of people happy. Now, serious radical right people, who I also happen to like a lot, they may not be quite as happy, but they'll understand, won't they? Do you think so?
No, we won't.
Madam Secretary, look at you with a white hat on. Do you think they'll understand that you're the one that brought this whole situation up?
This is it's outrageous. And you can't do it. It's not fair. You got to do it for every industry. They all keep their illegals or none at all. And when I say that, what's going to happen is exactly what's going to happen when Reagan did his amnesty. The left is salivating over this. They're going to sue. You folks, when federal law says you can't keep illegals, right? And Trump's like, well, I'm going to let farmers keep their illegals. But then all the donors started calling and said, well, I'm going to let hotels keep their illegals too. You're doing raids on factories, bud. You're arresting people. You can't enforce the law on industries you don't like, but enforce it on industries you like. you're going to get sued so fast your head will spin. And what will happen very, very quickly, if you pass a bill like that, even if it's just to give special visas to illegals already working there, not full amnesty but special visas, doesn't matter. Democrats are going to sue you so fast. And you know what? They're going to be right and they're going to win. You can't just pick and choose which industries you apply the law to. That's Democrat stuff. And what will happen is they're going to end up getting a court ruling that Trump has to do this for everybody. And the second Democrats get in office, and I mean it's going to be the first thing they pass, Trump leaves all these illegals in place. You know what they're going to do. Come on, tell me. Say it with me in your car. Amnesty. They're going to do amnesty. They will amnesty them all. And let me tell you what. They're going to be on a five-year pathway to citizenship. They are going to flip most of the red states in this country, either blue or purple. And we're never going to have another Republican presidency. But go ahead, Trump. You go ahead and do it. We're going to fight you as hard as we can. We are going to work the lines as if the phone lines, as if you were Joe Biden. If you want to act like Joe Biden, we'll treat you like Joe Biden. This was absolutely outrageous. Texter writes, hey, Tara, what would be your plan to not tank the economy, deporting all illegals? How many businesses, industries would be devastated? How do you prevent that? These were not hard things. We stop breaking the law. If we need more workers in the farming industry, actually need them, not fake need them. We just want to depress wages. So we want to flood the market with a bunch of labor to depress wages, which is what's really going on here. Even Scott Bessent said it over the weekend. Well, then they can apply for visas, you know, like legally, instead of Trump helping them continue to break the law or rewarding them for breaking the law. We can have new people who are not criminals. We'll send all the illegals home. People who have not broken our laws can apply. This is not hard. It isn't. Texter writes, Tara, I lived in farming communities for decades. What I believe the farmers will do is either mechanize or fold. The work hoeing weeds in particular is extremely hard. I'm betting you couldn't get enough Americans out to do the job for $20 an hour. I can see the Chinese farm owners bringing their own workers through hotels in the U.S. On the other hand, you have been undervaluing the worth of guest room attendants for years. However, if you boost their something, you are also increasing the hard cost of a room rental. Okay, couple of things. Look, we need to in Europe, a lot of the harvest is mechanized. We need to do it too. The illegality and the wage suppression that has just busted down wages to the point Americans won't harvest this stuff has just delayed the inevitable, which is that we need to mechanize. And what they need to do is what they just did in the big, beautiful bill for factories, which is 100% immediate expensing of the equipment. And then smaller farms that can't afford the equipment, if we need workers, these are not hard things. What we need to do is visas. We're going to bring in people we have vetted. We know who the heck they are, and that they don't have criminal records in other countries, which we don't know right now with farm workers. We're going to vet them, and we can bring them in with a visa exit system that works. In other words, we don't have a functioning visa exit system right now. So you come here and say you're only allowed to stay 6 months during the harvest season. We have no idea if you left. We don't even have like an alert to go look for you. These aren't hard things. We don't need to break the law. And we don't need to keep illegals here because, folks, bottom line is this. Let me make it super simple. If I got to pay $25 a night more for my hotel, then so be it. So my kids do not live in a one-party system like China, because the second Democrats get power again, and they will, they'll do amnesty. They were only 1-2 votes short this last time. That's why they didn't do it under Biden. I mean, we were this close. They will flip. And I'm telling you, half the red states in this country flipped to permanent blue. Good luck. We'll never have the presidency again. But, you know, we'll be able to afford a head of lettuce. So I guess that'll be a consolation. I don't even like lettuce.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.